107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzman joins us this morning. Martin, wonderful to see you.
Yeah, and you know what? I want to talk about wonderful for a moment. You know, I'm enjoying that 70 Sunday morning
okay.
piece. Good job.
Oh, thank you very much.
You know, certainly the 70s were big for me as, you know, in high school and, you know, listening to some of that old stuff, and I think...
And lots of trivia, too.
Yes, so good stuff.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I do appreciate that. Well, good stuff. We have lots that has been happening with City of Stratford, and it was wonderful to see you just last Saturday with the walk for the Stratford Kidney Walk.
That was a beautiful morning, and to hear people's stories and to share their stories, that's an emotional stuff. And to hear what those dollars that are raised, how it impacts their lives. So thank you for emceeing that. But, you know, and thank you for those individuals that continue to support through dollars and their kindness. You know, I heard the story of Randy that's on dialysis every day in his own home. And just wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, it was a great day, a great turnout for that, and raising over $41,000 locally, which is great stuff. So other get-togethers happening. We had a big one just yesterday, I believe.
Yesterday morning. Wow. You know, and a huge shout-out to Invest Stratford for organizing and hosting our second annual housing symposium. You know, there was one run provincially yesterday as well, but I, you know, intentionally stayed local for hours, and I've been to a lot of conferences, and yesterday morning, exceptional.
Okay.
What a great opportunity for individuals from across our community, whether it was municipal leaders, whether it was builders, whether it was individuals, agencies like United Way, to come together and let's talk about a problem that's impacting our municipality, Stratford and Perth County. It's impacting the province nationally. And I've got a little wrapper here, and it was a little prompt for me to a big shout out to Ollie Henry. And Ollie Henry was a mainstay in our community for years in many, many aspects of our community, and certainly in social services. She understood the social impact of providing housing. Housing that's not a want, but it's a need. And, you know, on the table provided by Jim Henry through his daughter, Sarah Wigan, was the O. Henry bars. I promptly inhaled three. But, you know, the event was hosted by Invest Stratford, but supported by the Ollie Henry Development Fund through Stratford Perth Community Foundation. So it was a great event. There was a keynote speaker on housing innovation. So many people I was able to connect with afterwards to see and hear what they're doing in their local communities, because we know it's an issue that we need support from federal and provincial governments, but we can't wait. We have to move. We have to innovate. We have to. And her keynote speak was on the word action, and all the each one of those letters represented something we needed to do in order to put housing, building, and support for housing into action. So it started with the keynote and then went to two panels. It was just an amazing morning. I could say so much more, but I think the key message for mine that never changes, housing is so important, and we have to, as a community, embrace density. And that's a change. We got to get our heads around density, because not only does it impact or take advantage of the infrastructure that's currently in the ground, but it prevents or limits the urban sprawl. Types of housing, that philosophy that it's going to take all types, and then partnerships as well. So a great morning, and once again, an acknowledgement to Ollie Henry and her foundation, Stratford Perth Community Foundation, and most of all to Invest Stratford. And I've got written on my hand here this morning after here, I'm going to Rio Thompson's to bring chocolates over to Invest Stratford. So here I come.
Okay, fair enough. Sounds like it was a very good get-together, very informative. We have an open house with a Dynameg to celebrate.
Yeah, you know, I was invited out to their family day, their open house. It's one of our key manufacturing facilities. boy, oh boy, you walk into industry today, and you know, when I worked at Blackstone here in town, it was you left work and you were dirty. You were your hands. You knew you were in physical labor, but you see the robotic and the co-robotic, where robot and employee work together. If you get a chance to go to some of these open houses, don't miss out. And Dynamig was one of them. They build parts for several car and SUV and truck makers. They're just building parts for the new Ram truck that's coming out with a capacity of a distance of traveling 800 plus kilometers on one charge. So they're in the state of the art stuff. But The piece that struck me the most was the parking lot piece, where young families were getting out of the car with strollers and making their way into where mom or dad works every day. And, you know, we know that in factories like that, over 50%, and this is going to come back to housing, over 50% of their employees commute from London, Kitchener, Waterloo, Cambridge, many carpool, many are newcomers. They're in great jobs, high-paying jobs, but at the end of the day, they get in their car and they go home. And, you know, I talk about the social impact of housing, providing housing, so important. And Ollie Henry, as I mentioned, would speak to that daily in her many roles. But I think of the economic impact or the economic driver of providing housing. We need to provide housing so those young families can live in our community and be part of our community, spend those dollars that they make every day in our community, and socially be involved in our community, whether it's going to market on Saturday morning, taking their kids to hockey practice, doing all those things in our community. And it just, in my mind, added to the idea of the urgency of building housing. I think about the development of EV batteries in St. Thomas and how fragile that labor force is, because, gee whiz, I live in London. Something is opening up in St. Thomas. You know, now I have some more choices. So, one of the key pieces that brought yesterday's conversation into this Dynamig visit is that we need to speak up on behalf of future residents with regards to housing. So what a great a morning. And one of many manufacturing companies in Stratford, we know that, you know, and I'll talk about this later, manufacturing plays a huge part of our economy in Stratford.
We'll continue our conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzman next hour right here, 107.1 CJCS.